what topic you would like to listen, you can choose, but I will speak the same things. There are many kind of dharma, but the dharma that for practicing is not that much. I have been teaching about mindfulness practice, samadhi practice, and how to cultivate wisdom. So if we practice well, we practice right, the enlightenment will arise. So it happened by itself. What we have to do is how to develop mindfulness, how to develop samadhi, and how to develop wisdom. Some of us take quite a long time, but some of us take a short time to practice and get results. So why is it that some people get results very quick, and some people get results very fast, and some people get results very slow? It's about the desire, the pressure desire. So if you're getting older and older, it's more difficult to practice. So if we let the time pass and we just let the defilement or impurity take over us, and we did not practice enough, it will slow us down. So if we still attached to the form, the sound, the taste, the touch, and what we like, if we still attached to the worry, pressure, it will slow us down. So we have to investigate ourselves, how much attachment in this kind of worry pressure. So if you have like so many things that are must, like you are very picky about how to live, it's not a good way. So if you are very easy people, you can eat anything, you can live anywhere, that will less attached to the worry. So if every day you think of this thing, it's more difficult. If you talk to the monks, they have such a lot of experience. If they think about the sensual pressure all day long, it will be more difficult to practice. So if your mind have a lot of desire, it will be difficult to gain the results and will slow you down. But another kind of desire is the desire to be peaceful. This is another kind of desire too. So if the mind have the desire in the peacefulness, this also will slow down the practitioner. But most of us attach to sensual pleasure, and we will gain nothing until we die. But those practitioners who attach to peacefulness, this is another attachment that will slow them down. And if they do not practice and try to develop wisdom, this also will slow them down too. So we have to notice when the desire arises. Just know it. So what kind of desire that we attach to? So if we practice until our mind have less desire, that will be more easier to be liberated. So who of us still try to find good food, try to see good things, listen to good song? Who still attached to this kind of sensual pressure? Raise your hand. Or you can investigate yourself how much you still attach to this kind of sensual pressure. So desire will slow us down. The first kind of desire is the sensual pressure. And another kind of desire that slow us down is the desire of the peacefulness. Or we want to be happy, we want to be good, we want to be peaceful. And another kind of, and another thing that slows us down is our ego. If we think that we are better than other people, this also will slow us down. So when Long Ho himself see people with a lot of ego, he feel very sad. And when he sees some people that mistook that they already attained enlightenment, but actually he is not, and he has a lot of ego, Long Ho feels sad. So if some people have a lot of ego and they think that they are better than other people, and another kind of ego is that someone think that they are worse than other people. Other people are better than them. This is another kind of ego too. So if you just keep make donation and give away money and food and do not practice, this will not, this kind of practice will not give you the result of enlightenment too. So in summary, you have to investigate whether how much desire do you have, or how much ego you have, or how much you still criticize other people or keep thinking. So many of us, when we think about practicing, we normally think how we can practice, what should we practice, but actually to practice is just to see the mind and the body as it is. How can you see body and mind as it is? You just know it as it is. You have the mind to see the body and mind as it is. This mind is just the observer or the seer. It's the natural mind that see the body and mind. But many of practitioners try to interfere with the mind, try to, they think that we have to do this and we have to do that in order to attain enlightenment. The thinking about doing something come from the intention to do or intention to practice, but actually to know or to see, you don't have any action at all. You just know or see it. For example, to see the form, you don't have any action, you just see it. You don't have intention to see. When we have intention to practice, this intention in your mind is a cause of action of the karma in the mind. So when we have intention to practice, it's not the way to practice, because we create something, the mind will become rigid and will very still and very empty. We create emptiness in the mind. This is not the right way to practice. But when practitioner thinking about practicing, they make the mind to be not natural. So for us, we should not interfere with the mind, and we should not think what we should do, how we should practice. We just see the mind and body as it is. We see the truth about the body and mind as it is, without interfering. So whenever we cannot see it, we just make the mind to be peaceful by doing samatha or samadhi. If you cannot observe the mind, you just observe the body. And if you cannot either observe the mind and the body, you just practice peacefulness so that the mind gain the energy. And there is another trap for the practitioner, that is practitioner who attach to the peacefulness and do not practice the wisdom. So if you attach to the peacefulness, this will slow you down too. So to practice, there is nothing except that you just see the body and mind as it is. So who still like to get involved or talk to other people all day long? Nobody raised their hand. And Longpo said, "This is, I should believe you." So in the Buddha period, it's the same thing. When it's the same as this day, that we going out to many places. We go to this place and we go to this place together, but not practice. And we keep complaining that why we do not get results. We not get a good result, or we feel that our practice not gain the result quick enough, is because we have desire, we have ego, and we have the wrong view. So we have to investigate ourselves, what we have that slow us down. If we have desire to gain enlightenment, it will slow us down too. So if we have sensual desire, that also slows us down. If we have desire to be peaceful, that also slows us down. Or we have desire to gain enlightenment, it will also slow us down too. All kind of desire will slow us down. Once, long times ago, when Lung Po was still practicing and he was a lay person, and once during the practice, he felt that the mind will be very bright and it arises, and somehow it's not fully enlightened. And he noticed that he do not have any sensual desire at all. And he keep thinking whether he already attained the enlightenment to become a non-returner. So he keep trying to investigate how much defilement or impurity he have. So he borrowed a pawn book from his friends to test whether he still have sensual desire. So he have been testing by watching the pawn book for 7 days, and then on the 7th day he see that his mind still wavering. So his mind still have some reaction with the beautiful picture of the ladies in the pawn book. So he know that, oh, now he was not a non-returner. So when we think that we already gain enlightenment, we have to investigate whether we already get rid of defilement or not. We should not trust whatever happened easily. We should investigate ourselves how much defilement or impurity left. So in the Buddha period, there was a monk that he keep practicing, and he thought that he already become arahant or become again fully enlightenment. And one day he walked in a forest, and there was a elephant, and the elephant cried very loudly near him. So that monk, he saw that, oh, his mind wavering because of the sound of the elephant. So he know that he not enlightened yet. So he come back to practice, and he sit and practice vipassana, and he can see the truth about his body and mind, and he can enlighten at that moment. So for every practitioner, you should try to investigate yourself how much defilement still in your mind, so that you will not mistook that you already gain enlightened. So there was a monk who have been learning with Long Fu Man. He tried to practice and keep practice for quite a long time, but he did not gain any results. So He tried to investigate what make him slow or what obstruct him from become enlightened. And he found that it's because he have desire to become a Buddha in the future. So this kind of desire obstruct him to become enlightenment. But because he has a very strong desire to become a Buddha in the future, this prevent him to become fully enlightened person. Even though he accumulated a lot of perfectionist. So even near the death, he still decided that he want to become a Buddha. So if you want to become a Buddha, you will not enlighten in this life. So let's investigate yourself. How much sensual pressure that you still attach to? How much ego you still have? Or how much how you still have a lot of thinking or have a lot of opinion? So if you still keep busy thinking about so many other things, this also will prevent you a wrong view, also prevent you from the results. So wrong view is a major thing that prevents you from enlightenment. So if you still have a lot of if you still criticize of so many things, you have so many opinions, you attach to your ideas and you not accept other people's ideas. This will also slow you down. Like 10 years ago, when Long Po still teach in Kanchanaburi, there was a person that he advised to practice by recite the word Putto, but he said no, Putto is not good for him. He better practice by trying to be peaceful. And he up until now, more than 10 years have passed, he's still at the same point. No progression in his practice at all. So we should keep investigate ourselves. How much desire we have, how much ego we have, and how much wrong view we still have. And we keep practicing by observing the body and mind as it is. Because vipassana or insight meditation is a mean to see the truth, to see the truth about the body and mind, is to see the mind and the body in terms of the three characteristics, that is impermanent, suffering, and non-self. And this kind of the weather make us very sleepy. Long Paul said he should make it tell us funny story, and now it's time to go to have breakfast.